Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
You know, I was going to make a great point, as I always do, of course, about this whole Somali thing and Ohio and Mutilation Mike DeWine and all that. Then Johnny comes in, oh, it's Sam Kelly's birthday, and, you know, it's Willie, and you know, this, that, and the other, and I'm going, and the whole vibe was just ruined. The whole vibe was just ruined. Not that I'm bitter, but geez, man. Anyway, where was I? Oh, don't forget, Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, calling in live. He's a legendary Valley OTR truck driver over the road, which means they're driving the big rigs, the 18-wheelers, 58-wheelers, however many wheels they have. You know, the big ones, really big ones. And he calls in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, the Freightliner Cascadia 125. And this is not a goof. This is for real. In fact, the official number of this thing, you can actually look this up. DOT, that stands for dot. U.S. is 3538358. That's actually his Freightliner Cascadia 125. And so he's driving all over the place. Anyway, but he, as he's driving, he multitasks. This guy is very good about multitasking. He also calls in and shares his views about anything and everything. And I can't get him to shut up. I can't get him to shut up. Like Johnny O, I was trying to get him to shut up. He wouldn't shut up. Same thing with this guy. That'll be after the 8 o'clock news. Don't forget, we also have Dimitri Graffiti this morning from 8:52-ish, somewhere in there. But we can't do it on the Facebook live stream because Facebook has essentially banned Dimitri Graffiti because of music royalty issues. So you can't get it on the Facebook live stream. You got to download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore in Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, you can also hear me. Forget about the app now. On the radio stations of the River Talk Radio Network, not through the app, because they've got this Christmas music thing going on with reindeer radio and this, all that stuff. The River Network radio station signals include 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And now I'm the force multiplier of truth because it's a nice thing to say. All right, so that's how you can get me. Plus, you can see the show, the Facebook live stream, and you can see other shows, previous shows, with the reels on my Facebook profile page. Also, you can see it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page as well. A warning, there's very little to see unless I have a good guest in here. If it's just me, it's just, honestly, it's hideous. Turn away. I'm hideous. All right, so back to the Somali thing. Ohio's got a very big problem with Somalis and a very big problem, of course, with rhinos like Mutilation Mike DeWine, who I am sure, in fact, I will bet you your last dollar that Mike DeWine is behind this importing of all these Somalis to, hold on a second, somebody just walked in. Hi, how can I help you?
How you doing?
Great.
Johnny O.
Johnny O, hold on, have a seat over there. Hey, Johnny! Somebody's coming in. This is our state-of-the-art. state-of-the-art intercom system. Somebody just walked in. Nathan, but in Israel it's Natan. Former IDF. Actually missed him. Natan, next time. Don't let him go. Let him go now. Let him go. But next time, Natan, next time, you got an Uzi, learn how to use it. Thank you. Tough love. All right, where was I? What the hell was that all about? I'm trying to do a show here. What was that all about? Now, it might as well be your show.
Giving.
It have a seat here.
You're going to pay me to be in here today?
Yeah, you're going to get twice as much as I'm making.
Smokes.
Yeah. So what was that all about? I'm trying to talk about Somalis in Ohio.
Kids helping out needy kids here for the holidays as I've done for the last 40 years.
These gifts aren't for me?
No.
Seriously?
No.
I thought they were coming in for me. All these gifts they have piled up here. What are you going to do with them?
I'd buy you a basketball and roll in poop. Good doggy poop. It smells tell the, heavenly. Just,
please, there are people who are trying to eat breakfast listening to this thing.
I said what, poop. I what, still laugh when I hear the word poop.
Good for you. So what is this all about? Can our listeners get involved in this?
Yes, they do every year.
Okay, well, what, tell them.
My listeners, not yours. You don't have any that
tell listen. The Big Willie listeners about this.
Okay, it's Christmas Kids.
Yes.
You can call me at WOMP FM and 676-WOMP, and you can sponsor a needy child right here in the Valley. And you go out, do a little Christmas shopping. My girls still do it to this year. They've done it since they've been little. They would get a kid, and because they got so much at Christmas, I said, some of these kids might get one thing or two things or a new coat or a pair of shoes. You guys have to respect that and go out and do it.
Could you
shopping.
Hit the formica a little bit harder? That way more people could hear
to
all of that.
Steve. That's what he it was sounds... talking about the other day, but he pounds on the console here.
See, I don't do that. No, I have too don't. Much respect
Your hands
for the equipment.
Are handcuffed to the chair. That's
well,
why.
No. They're flying all over the place, but I don't do this. So they call your show the number one show here in the Valley.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate
good
that.
For you.
I
and
appreciate
so
you recognizing
they call
that.
You, and then they say, well, like, walk me through. Okay, I'm calling
I,
you right
I say,
now.
I say, you know, you can call now. I'll read a name and a child. And a lot of folks want to help out the teenagers because a lot of times they get forgotten.
You know who does that? You know who? I think it's okay to say. I think this is actually a very good thing. My wife and her crazy sister, Catzilla, who has all the cats and everything.
Oh,
Catzilla.
Was she a librarian what they do, before?
No. She was all sorts of crazy stuff. She worked at the newspaper and all that.
I'm just asking because you know a lot of the librarian women used to have a lot of cats.
Nobody cares. and so anyway, but Catzilla, they're both, you know.
Right.
Catzilla's insane, but she's a very nice.
That's shameful for you to call her that.
You should see all the cats. It's unbelievable. She's going to die. She's going to be one of those old ladies who dies and has all the cats
she
and eat her.
All over
it's
going to
be, it's
hair
awful. It's awful. Anyway, baby, focus. So what Leslie, my current wife, does along
Your current
with
cat. How many wives you had?
Well, I had a previous one. That would be the ex. So I'm differentiating.
Okay.
That's all. So what she and Catzilla do is there's a Christmas tree or something.
Yeah, the giving tree.
Okay. And they look for a child that they think nobody else will want to buy a gift for.
Everybody wants the little child. And I don't have a problem
with
that.
Not the little one. The older ones that don't look like anybody would care for them. They pick.
Oh, really?
They pick that kid every year to buy a gift for that kid. That's my wife and the crazy sister-in-law that I have. That's what
Catzilla.
They do. Catzilla, yeah. Okay. That's actually what they do. Okay. So why she
Does
ever...
Does she eat cat food?
The cats do, yeah.
Does she eat it, though?
No, she's actually very good.
Okay,
Catzilla,
that's what a lot of them women, the people, not women, but everybody that owns cats.
You realize you're losing half of your audience just by saying on air now, what you would say off air in the other studio. You realize this, right?
Okay.
You've just alienated half of your listening audience. Brilliant move. Oh, just a brilliant move. Bravo! Right. Bravo!
There's more chairs open now for everybody. Come on down.
Jesus.
I am the Bob Barker of radio.
Hold on. We got people who are calling in here. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name? Hey, Big Willie 105.5. Hello.
Hey, Dimitri. I think me and you ought to sponsor a child with Johnny O.
Oh, really?
There you go, Big Willie. You tell him.
I'm putting you on the spot, Dimitri. You're going to split one half with
me? That's
right. No, you don't. Thank you. You can call
all
in.
Right.
You can call in afterward.
I got to go get my...
No, stay here. Forget that. It's automated. Who cares anyway? He wants one of his own kids to be sponsored. Don't you get it? That's what he was trying to do. I'm on to this guy. Oh, I know a kid. I know. She plays volleyball. She lives in Guernsey County. That's what he was trying to do.
Okay.
That's the kind of stuff I would do. Hold on. There's another phone call here. Hi. Hi, Big Willie 105.5.
Hi, Dimitri.
Hi.
Hey, are you taping this segment? Because this is probably the best segment you've ever had.
Bite me.
See, I could really get you ratings. Seriously.
He was just saying that to be mean.
Okay.
He did not actually mean. Oh, Lord. All right. 7403. Fine. You want to start it? Okay, you start it. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Ooh, let's get all of Johnny O's fans to call in here.
Do.
And by the way, can you hear? Because I've got
I
my
can
head.
I can hear fine.
You actually, with
I
the,
can hear fine.
With the With the phone?
With the phone. I can hear that. It's fine.
All right. Well, look, nobody's calling in for you. I guess you're not as big a star. Wait a minute. Big Willie 105.5.
Hey, Johnny O, can I get a song on, please?
Sure. I'll walk with you.
Big Willie 105.5.
Do you have your radio on in the background? Do you have your radio on in the background?
Well, that's how I kind of hear myself.
Boy, I'll tell you what, they're right up there on the top of the food chain.
Man, that's why I'll never eat anything that they offer me. My listeners come in. We made cookies for you. Look, we made gruel. Look, we made some arsenic.
Cupcakes.
Hold on a second. Big Willie 105.5.
Good morning. This is Captain Kurt Crank Anchor. How you doing, John Neo? How you doing, Dimitri?
Hi, Kurt. Johnny left us.
I'm a friend. I'm a good friend. Anyhow.
Of me?
Good morning. You're doing a good job, Mr. Dimitri.
Thank you. Not Mr. Dimitri. I'm not a hairdresser. It's just Dimitri.
You could be. Look at your hair.
What has this man done to my show? You've contaminated my show! We've got idiots calling now, thinking that they're clever. And this all started with Somalis. You see the problem that we have here? As soon as they're talking about Somalis and in Minnesota and then Ohio, everything turns to crap here. It's all the Somalis' fault. Anyway, so, okay, are we done with this whole Johnny O thing? Have we finally let go of this? Have we purged ourselves of this? So I don't want to take any more calls here on this. Any more? All right, I think that's finally over and done with. My God in heaven. What a nightmare this morning has turned out to be. Even more so than most mornings. Even more so than most mornings. All right, look at the views on this thing. As soon as we had Johnny in here, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. The views doubled. They literally doubled. And now there's dwindling back down again. Thank God that I have a good positive self-image of myself here. You know, that I don't take this personally. My God, are they dwindling? All right. So you got your Johnny O fix for the year. Because we're not going to let him back in here. We're going to have that same latch that his dad used for the kids to make sure the door's closed. In fact, that would be great to keep him out of here. All right, so where were we? All right, Somalis. Okay, ruining everything. Fine. So this story, there's this woman in Wisconsin who supposedly got into trouble because she was supposedly rude to a couple of Somali customers. Well, it turns out that they were, before you saw the video, turns out they were sexually harassing her. They were saying to her, why aren't you wearing that thing? It's called a hijab. A hijab, like in boxing with Marvelous Marvin Hagler, a hijab. So they were talking with her, harassing her about why she wasn't wearing a hijab at this Cinnabon store. And then they recorded it, and she was giving them the fingers like, get out of here. So the media, the useless corporate media, blames her, but they don't tell you what happened beforehand, which is they were sexually harassing her, saying, well, you should be wearing a hijab thing or whatever. And it just, and now what's going on in Ohio, you mark my words, I will bet you your last dollar, that at the end of the day, we find out that Mutilation Mike DeWine and his cronies are behind a lot of the fraud going on with the illegal Somalis here in Ohio. You mark my words. It's going to be like First Energy all over again, and Springfield with the Haitians eating all the dogs all over again, and the cats and the waterfowl and everything else. These are Republicans. These are establishment Republicans. You can't blame the Democrats for this. You can blame them in Minnesota. But in Ohio, the state that has the second most number of Somalis, these are all Republicans. These are all Republicans. So there's that. Ohio, number two. You mark my words, and all the problems that they're having right now with fraud going on, the grocery stores and EBT cards. You'll be hearing more about that. The mainstream media, the corporate media, will try to downplay it, but I will give you all of that information. Okay, Mr. Big Willie is going to be joining us in the next segment, wanting us to adopt his kid to get her more Christmas gifts. I knew exactly what he was doing.